This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Health Department hopes a vaccine reminder campaign limits preventable diseases. Here's CPR's John Daly.
You or a family member have likely got one. The reminders from the State Health Department delivered via text or email to get protected against the flu or COVID or childhood vaccines for things like measles, mumps, and chickenpox. Of about a million residents older than 65, half are now up to date on the annual flu vaccine, says the health department's Heather Roth.
Doing it at the state level is much more effective and much more cost effective than asking clinicians to do it for their own patients.
People can opt out if they don't want to get them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state's Medicaid program says it anticipates sharp drops in enrollment and increases in state spending as pandemic-era policies end. Money the federal government gave states had allowed people enrolled in Medicaid to have continuous coverage during the pandemic. The state's program projects enrollment will decline by 9% this fiscal year and 3% next year. The state will spend millions more as matching federal funds dwindle. School resource officers must get more training as part of a settlement between Douglas County Schools and the ACLU. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The ACLU sued the district, county sheriffs, and several deputies after an 11-year-old Hispanic child with autism was handcuffed and left in a patrol car for hours. The child became so dysregulated, he banged his head repeatedly and sustained injuries. Deputies who are school resource officers must now complete advanced training on interacting with people with disabilities. Deputies shall review behavior plans for students who pose a safety risk to themselves or others. And restraint and seclusion of students has to be avoided to the greatest extent possible. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.